My name is Vittorio Romeo, and I'm a speaker at CPPCon.
Cool. Well, welcome. Well, thanks for your time and coming here and
thank you.
And talking with us at Microsoft Channel 9. So tell us a little bit about what you do outside of CPPCon in a normal day-to-day
basis.
So
basically, I'm a student at the University of Messina.
Oh, and very cool.
I just finished the first year of computer science. And in my spare time, I basically just program with C++ and stay on the computer. I try to learn new things and, I don't know, stay involved with the community online and share also my knowledge. I've created several video tutorials and articles about C++ and
Very
its
cool.
usage. And I'm also really interested in game development. So I try to make the best of both worlds by making people learn about new standards features like C++ 11 and 14 features, and also introduce them to the world of game development.
Very cool. So what are you talking about at the conference?
At the conference, I'm covering this very topic. I will talk about the creation of a video game from scratch. Basically, I'm trying something, I guess, new and original. I will have a part with some slides, and then I'll try to code in real time via some code segments and show the people the train of thought behind the creation of a game. Basically guide them through the process that will lead to a completed game that can be played in real time.
Very cool. So as our viewers are likely seeing this far after the conference is over, can you give a little spoiler of what the game is going to be
so
about?
So basically, I have already done in the past this talk, and I've showed the audience the creation of an Arkanoid clone.
Oh,
the
cool.
typical game where you have a little ball and you have to destroy the bricks and avoid getting the ball to fall down from the window, basically.
Yeah, familiar.
And
yeah, nice.
I will use C++ 11 and 14 features, such as unique pointers for memory management and generic lambdas to destroy the bricks in a way that takes care of a good performance. And basically, I have 11 code segments that show the evolution of the game from the creation of the window and setting up the graphics and the input to the gameplay logic, and also the refactoring of the code and creating an interesting architecture where I have a manager, an entity, and a game class that all work together to allow the programmer to easily expand the game and its features.
Very cool. Awesome.
Thanks.
So what are your impressions of CPP, the first ever CPPCon?
So this is actually my first time in America.
Oh,
and
wow.
This was an amazing experience. When I first came here at CPPCon, I was impressed by all the people and all the amazing talks I've attended to. And also one of the best feelings that I had was seeing all the people that made C++ possible and that today are expanding the community, like obviously the creator, Bjarne, and also all the amazing guys that wrote a lot of interesting books, like Rosatter or Scott Myers and so on. It was really a fantastic experience, and I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, it's really awesome just getting to hear speakers like themselves. Just
also interact with them, ask questions, and get
teach
feedback. It's fantastic.
About C++, yeah. All right. Anything else about C++ that is on your mind that you'd like to share?
Well, it is the best language. Use it.
Indeed. Remember that if you guys want to see the talks from the speakers like Vittorio, including, I guess, the real-time coded Arkanoid clone, remember that you guys can find all these videos on YouTube recorded from CPPCon, and hopefully you'll find something in the description below for you guys to click on. So, Vittorio, thank you again for your time.
Thank you again.
For coming in. Yeah.